With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, January 17th, 2019. So we have a brand new War of the Roses. Lovely the band. Trolled them a little bit. Meghan Markle gets called Fat Lady, and Salt, following the Carson school of being a good husband, is putting his foot down. It's Carson and Kennedy. That is Lovely the Band. The song is called Broken. We hosted a mixed lounge with them last night at the DoubleTree Suites by Hilton, Boston, Cambridge. Big thank you to Arbella Insurance for helping us have this event. We bring in a bunch of listeners. We have a private show. And so the band is a relatively new band, right? And so, you know, I wanted to make sure that I knew a lot about the band because, you know, you're just meeting for the first time. So there's three guys in the band. It's Mitch, it's Jordan on guitar, and then Sam is the drummer. And the story that I had found about how they ended up with the name of the band, which is kind of a unique name, it's Lovely the Band, all no spaces, was simply because it was the only thing that was available on Instagram when they were looking for band names.
And is it true that the name of the band came because really on social media, trying to figure out what you can own and what you can't, like that was available on Instagram and that's kind of how you ended up with the name?
Literally, Instagram is the reason for a lot of the stuff in this band. It's the reason I'm even here. Because they found me on Instagram.
So Sam used to be an Instagram model. Yeah. Well, Jordan and I both followed his account and
risque stuff. And then he posted a video of him playing drums and we're like, oh, he also plays drums.
So Sam, did they slide into your DMs?
Yes, he did, yeah.
Literally he did though. All jokes aside, he slid into his.
So is it like an eggplant and some drums? What was it?
Literally the two emojis, yeah.
Might as well,
and I went, which one?
It was like eggplant, the drum, and a question mark. I was like, you down?
With a modeling account, you get the eggplant a lot. So I was like, I'm going to go with the drums. I think that's a better option.
So they found their drummer because he slid into the DMs.
Delightful.
It's amazing.
That's Sam. He's a funny guy. I like that guy.
So here's the part of the interview where it gets a little bit awkward, Kennedy, because I did a real deep dive into their social media.
I feel like it's important to always prepare for an interview, and being that you guys are a little bit newer, I started to dig deep into social media, which can always get you in a little bit of trouble, we've learned recently.
Crap.
So I went all the way back to January 13th of 2019, and there's a picture of Mitchie giving a finger to his buddy Blake, who's wearing a Patriots hat.
Oh, no.
I'm just wondering if we can discuss. Welcome to Boston.
Yeah.
Okay, start off with.
I'm just going to put this out there. Tom Brady will agree with me. Uh-oh. That Joe Montana is the best quarterback of all time.
No,
we were watching the game. I'm a 49ers fan, and my season was over. Why? Because my whole family's from the Bay. So, I've been a 49ers fan before I could walk. Anyway, my season was over a week in.
In September.
Jimmy G blew his ACL, which was awesome.
Yeah, you should love us. We gave you the heir apparent, this gorgeous man of a quarterback. Yes.
I know, but so we were watching the game, and our bass player Blake is a gigantic Pats fan. My team was out, so Jordan's a Chargers fan, and we were all really hoping for an LA Super Bowl, Chargers and the Rams. And so I was rooting with Jordan for the Chargers.
For like the first drive?
For the first... For the first time ever. And then, so we had a little rivalry in the band, and that's how I was coming off. And there was no other reason. I wasn't... I don't... What do you mean? It's just that big.
All right, follow up. Is that the hardest question you've ever had to answer as a band?
Yes.
I'm smart here right now, yes.
Yes, that one.
You should have seen them just squirming the entire time.
Oh my gosh, they had hysterical.
They had the confidence and a swagger that like a rock band would have until Carson asked that question.
Until why are you flipping off the Patriots fan?
And the funniest part was, you look at the, you know, when you're there in Scullers, it's a dark room, it's a jazz club, so it's a cool little spot.
Right.
But the first four rows are all women. You know, our listeners are mostly women. So it's all women. And you're looking out at this crowd. You're like, oh, this is going to be a great crowd. But when Carson said that, and he's like, I'm a 49ers fan, you saw the women all go, what?
Yeah, yeah, you just saw the room completely change.
And he was like,
Yeah, say Tom Brady again.
Thank you for Jimmy Garoppolo.
How dare you?
All right, it's Carson and Kennedy. We did interview Lovely the Band. This was the last question that we had for them. And I saw on social media a lot of people are sharing right now, what was your first concert? So I want to ask them, what was the first concert they ever went to? And also, do they remember like their first big show? And it ended up going back to the Patriots.
My first concert ever was Alan Jackson and Shania Twain.
Pull off the jukebox, baby.
I'm a country boy at heart. My first show was U2 at the Staples Center in L.A.
My first show was U2 at the Orange Bowl in Miami, 1987. I'm a little bit older.
Oh, that's when I was born.
2005.
That's when I was born.
How do you feel about the Tom Brady comments now?
It's all love here. Come on, it's all love.
And what was the first big show that you guys did together as a band? Which one stands out when you're on stage performing? You're like, holy hell. Here we are.
I think the one that we can all agree on was the craziest for us was we played Music Midtown in Atlanta, and we had never been to Atlanta before, like ever. And it was our first time, never played there, never been there. We've been there, but we never as a band, never did anything. We never know what to expect. We've grown this thing where, you know, even if we know the show is sold out, we're about to go play, we're like, man, I hope people show up. It's just become like a thing. Because, you know, you don't know what to expect. And we walk out on stage, we're getting ready to play, we're doing our like pre-show thing, and then we walk out and we're standing side stage and we're like, and there's just a sea of 15,000 people just like waiting for us to go on, and we were like, oh, I almost threw up.
Just like they did in the Super Bowl?
Exactly.
Wait, yeah. Let it go, buddy.
The Falcons.
The Falcons. 3-28 yeah. In the third quarter. Hashtag never forget.
But then what happened last Super Bowl? Oh!
The 49ers weren't there.
What quarterback did you lose to?
It's so hard, it's painful. It was well played, I think. We are so excited to have you guys here. We really appreciate it. They come in and do this, and they do it for absolutely nothing. And it means a lot to us that they would do that. A big round of applause, please, for all of you tonight.
Thank you guys so much for being here, spending your lunch and night with us.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, we want to welcome in Jessica from War of the Roses. Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Good. How about you guys?
Doing all right. So what's going on with Andy today? Why do you want to do roses?
All right. Okay, so, like, I need your help. I've been dating this guy for, like, 6 months, and I really, really like him. But he's got a past, is probably the best way to put it. And he's a bit older than me, mm-hmm. and I want to know that I know his intentions, sort of thing.
Okay.
Right. Like, I want to make sure that he sends them to me, basically, not another girl. Like, I really, really like him, but I'm going to lose his mind if he sends them to somebody else.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's get to it then. That was pretty quick.
I love it when we don't have to worry about their cheating or not, just sort of if they like you or not.
Right. This is just
kind of an offshoot.
No.
Right. I got you. So you understand how roses works. We'll keep you on the line. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for his cell phone company, offer up the dozen long-stem red roses, and then we'll see if he sends them to you. Okay, Jessica?
Okay.
Shelly, are you ready?
I am.
Okay. Shh.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Andy?
Yeah.
Hi, Andy. My name is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and we wanted to offer you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we can send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
I'm sorry. I was only half listening. Did you say free roses?
I did. Free roses. We can send them anywhere. Just need to start with a card so you can give me a name. We'll fill out the card, and then we'll do all the business after that.
Okay. Can you send them to Kelly?
You're sending them to your wife? You How dare you?
Whoa. Wait,
what? Huh?
What?
Hold on a
what?
Second. Hang on a second. Andy?
You and me both. What?
Andy?
Yeah. What?
Hey. So this is Carson Kennedy. We're on the radio right now. It's something we call War of the Roses. That's Jessica.
Who said she was your girlfriend.
Yeah. You have a wife?
Yeah. Wait, this is
Jessica,
the radio?
Jessica, you kind of duped us here.
No way.
You told me you were going to leave her after Christmas. You promised me you were here. Oh, my God. I cannot believe you. You told me you loved me.
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone. He hung up.
He hung up.
Really? Oh, my God.
Now, Jessica, you neglected to share with us that little fact that he's married and you're the other woman.
Yeah. So, I need your judgment. Let's go. Oh my God, I am calling his wife right now.
Oh. What?
Well, you're going to get my judgment. He's going to get my judgment too. Both of you.
He's going to get a judgment in court.
I'm judging everybody up in here.
Spilling the tea.
I feel bad for that wife. She's just having a nice little Tuesday. Next thing you know, bam.
God, I love War of the Roses.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
So, Salt wants to put his foot down, Kennedy.
Yeah, can I borrow that little thing you got over there that sometimes?
I can do that for you.
And now, Carson puts his foot down.
I'm scared. Do you believe you're going to have the same efficacy as Carson?
Well, no, because the stream is down today, so my wife can't hear this, so I'm safe.
Huh. So, take fact, not opinion.
So...
Let's back up real quick.
I'm very strategic in doing this.
Let me back up real quick. Salt and Sarah have been trying to do some sleep training with CP.
We've been trying
to sleep train. She's been sleeping in the bed since she was born.
No. She only recently started sleeping in the bed.
Oh, I thought she...
No. She was in her bassinet in our room for a long time.
Right.
And then she started getting this thing where, you know, you go through the 4-month sleep regression where they literally change their sleeping pattern. And then they become little jerks. And you're like, oh my God, what are you doing? You were sleeping great before this, and now it's just nuts. And so we were doing different things. We were trying the sleep training. We were trying putting her in her other room. I slept downstairs for a while with her, downstairs because it's a little drier down there.
We had people calling into the show suggesting the Ferber method, like everything.
Every method. They're right. Like, you get a stopwatch, you get an egg timer. I don't. There are all kinds of stuff.
Bottle
of
bourbon.
Yeah, you put her like an astronaut, you tape her to a wall, whatever. I did not do that one, by the way. But I am putting my foot down because last night we were out doing Lovely the Band, the Mixed Lounge with them, and when I drove home, I had to pick up some diapers and a couple things, and by the time I got home, Sarah was in bed, and, you know, she had a really, really long day, and the baby was there, and then I was like, okay, I could see that the baby was clearly fussy, so she brought the baby in bed, you know, it was like kind of quelling, I don't know, quashing, whatever. I got no sleep last night because the kid was in my spot. So then you get me, and I try and scooch in the bed. I'm on the corner. We already got a cat that's all up in my face. You got this baby here. You got this wife over here.
This wife.
You know, the baby spreads out like a starfish. I am putting my foot down. No more baby in the bed.
How do you think that's going to go over?
Like I said, the stream's down. So I don't know how my wife's going to hear about it.
Well, Salt, we are here for you.
No.
Salt.
Puts his foot down.
Thank you, Dan.
That was amazing.
That's how you put your foot down, the proper way.
You
get it off your chest, and your wife never hears about it.
That's exactly it.
Love you, babe.
Until we put it on the internet.
Salt.
Of
puts his foot down.
Seriously.
Oh, buddy. By the way, I reached out to our friends over at Boston Children's Hospital to try and get Dr. Ferber on the show because Dr. Ferber, you know, practiced at Boston Children's Hospital and he has this world famous method. And I did get a message back. Would you like to hear what the message says?
What?
Sorry. He's listed on the faculty, but he actually retired a while back.
So
he's not allowed to be a doctor anymore?
Yeah,
he's out. He's out.
He's done doctoring?
He's on a golf course in Boca Raton. Sorry, buddy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You know I'm obsessed with the Royals.
Well, we love to bring you the royal update every day, and
this story is
absolutely no different than any other, except that this one actually is true.
So the story is, and E! News is reporting this.
I saw it on the news this morning. It happened.
Meghan Markle visited an animal rescue yesterday in the UK. She met with several elderly volunteers, one of which said to her, "Lovely lady you are. May the good Lord always bless you. And you are a fat lady."
What? Well, she's 6 months pregnant. And after she said that, Meghan very graciously said, "I'll take it." And then she sat down and played with puppies.
I got the story confused this morning when you were talking about it. I thought you said Meghan Trainor. So I was like,
I very well might have.
You said Meghan Markle.
Well, I feel like this happens to pregnant women.
Oh,
people
totally.
All the time.
People say the most garbage things to them.
I did it one time. I'm not going to lie. I remember I was out at a radio event. Mm-hmm. This is going back years ago. Lou just gave us a thumbs up. The internet
Thanks,
is back.
Lou.
Thank you, Lou. Streaming is working. So I was out at this event and this woman came, she's a big fan of the show, and she was clearly—
Don't use that term.
Big fan of the show.
Don't use big.
Clearly pregnant. And I was just young and dumb. And I was like, "So what are you, like 10 months pregnant now?" Trying to be funny. And it just, she—
I had the baby last year.
No, she was
nothing
like,
really has changed, that whole trying to be funny thing.
And she's like, "No, I'm like 6 months pregnant." I was like, "I am so sorry."
You know, somebody said to Lauren, who works over in our sister station, and said that your nose has gotten bigger. That means you're having a girl. I got to tell you, I would go through the computer.
I know.
The things that women say to other women, I don't
know. Did anybody say anything to Sarah?
All the time.
Oh, I can't imagine Sarah.
I mean, it was just like, I think that's why for part of it, she just kept herself sequestered. She was like, "You know what? I'm not even going out in this garbage world. I'm going to stay home. I'm going to work from home."
Well, everyone tries to use like their experience. Like, "Well, I didn't get that big." Like, "Okay, that's fine, Sharon. Well, I did. I'm having a 10-pound baby."
My buddy who's actually Matt, who is Lauren's husband.
Yes.
He goes to me because he knows that we just had the baby. And he goes, "So what advice do you have?" I go, "My advice is, nothing I say matters."
Right.
Because you're not going to remember any of it. It's your experience. It's a different— it's totally unique to you.
That's great advice.
Is that a compliment, though, in England to call you a fat lady?
I guess. Maybe they do it different.
Why? Why would that be a compliment?
They do Christmas with paper hats. Who knows?
Is it like P-H-A-T fat?
No, they were super—
Fat Farms.
You were a fat woman.
They were super old.
Yeah.
But is that— that's what I'm saying. Is
so
that,
they're also—
the filter just goes.
So they're also racist.
Hold on.
No, it was a woman of color who said it.
I have Lisa here who apparently has a funny story from Scituate. What do you have, Lisa?
My 5-year-old at the time, we were in a department store, standing in line to check out, and I sort of had my back, was looking at something else, and I heard him say, "When is your baby coming out?" for me to turn around, and he was talking to a man. And not a woman, because the man had a bit of a belly. So he was asking the gentleman when his baby was coming out.
Thank you. Oh.
Very delicate features. Very delicate features.
Might be a birds and the bees conversation.
On the text line we got from the 781, my mom keeps telling me my nose is spreading because I'm pregnant and about to give birth. Your mom's horrible.
Yeah, what?
Tell your mom to stop.
I mean, especially at like, you know, the any day now, Mark, where you're so uncomfortable and your hormones are cray. Well, why would anyone do that? It's so rude.
There's two things you don't do. You don't say— one, you don't say things like this. And two, you don't touch the baby without—
to touch the belly.
My aunt,
but you ask first.
Aunt Sally, she ran up to my wife, and this was the first time they met. They had never met before, and she just didn't even introduce herself, ran over from the other side of the room and started rubbing my wife's belly.
There's a baby salt in there.
At a wake. We were at a wake.
If anybody touched my stomach today, I would karate chop them right to the throat.
Thank God Sarah knew who she was. She goes, you must be Aunt Sally.
I am, dear. Oh, my God. You're so beautiful. I love this baby.
Where's Aunt Sally from?
She's from Long Island.
She friends with Little Annie's friends, Sharon?
Yeah.
No, Sharon.
I'm having a 10-pound baby. Maybe I gained a little bit of weight.
I'm creating life.
Get
what'd you do
back,
today?
Get off my back, Sharon.
Get off my back, Sharon.
Sharon.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.